Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's in the USA Today and most other papers, just all over the place. They say the war against Al-Qaeda is almost over, and the good guys won, but guess what? Now the American people are the terrorists, and neocon think tank cites Cleveland bust of white anarchists to push police state surveillance, because, you know, there's just bombers everywhere, folks. Those returning veterans, those evil anarchists. Just what will we do without Homeland Security working for the foreign banks, hijacking the country? I mean, thank goodness they're there. Talking to military, but now I also want to open the phones up for military who are dressing up in police uniforms, part of Brigade Homeland and other operations. I know Marines are involved as well. For decades, raiding gun dealers and others in high threat warrant service or police who've been involved in this and call in. I got documents. I know what's going on. Why don't you talk about it? You know, it's super illegal. It's super secret takeover. And it's getting bigger under the surface. It's kind of like there's so many roaches under the carpet. There's so much corruption that the carpet is like moving. The whole thing is moving. This is bad. And we need to talk about it so we can have a debate about it so we can stop it. Let's go to Aaron in Nevada, Minnesota National Guard info. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I'm in a disagreement, not with you this time, but with Paul Watson's article from yesterday about U.S. troops in Minnesota. I have some very good information to let me tell you about it. Let me finish.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. That article was very misleading. I would do some fact checking. So I contacted some people I know at Northcom and also people at Minnesota National Guard. They took a look at the article. They thought it was a little bit biased, a little bit misleading. So they got a hold of the lieutenant colonel that actually was in the command of that Minnesota operation that you guys are reporting on. And he made an unclassified response and about what actually happened.
You sound like a total moron twit. Put him on hold. He made an unclassified statement. Oh, we have to have classification. Things have to be classified when we're talking to the enemy American people. What does that mean, an unclassified statement about Minnesota National Guard troops marching around the streets? Buddy, I've been myself to more than 20 drills and events with troops, regular Army, you name it, marching around Marines. I've had my cameraman and myself told to turn our cameras off and threatened. I have seen it. And you're calling in, saying I'm misleading, saying Paul Watson's doing all this. We get things wrong every once in a while, but you're just, you sound so arrogant and just so classified. Like, and you smack. Look, there's more CIA in this country than our pebbles at Pebble Beach. You know, it's like, oh, classified, oh, secret, oh, tell us what the colonel said. He told us something that wasn't classified. Tell me about it. Tell me about troops and Brigade Homeland and TSA and street corner checkpoints. Am I lying about that? Go ahead. Or pause with your big authority to play games. Going to play more mind games?
Anyways, I'll suffer your personal insults. Just
shut up and tell me why you're telling me about classified.
It's unclassified, I said.
Yeah, I know. You're like, he told me something unclassified. What does it shouldn't be classified if it's domestic operations in this country. You know what Posse Comitatus says?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You don't. Paul Watson doesn't seem to know the difference between active and reservist. I made that clear in the whole story that I did on it.
You know what? You are unbelievable. There are troops of every type acclimating the public here, and you want to call in with no facts and tell me I'm wrong. Stay there. I'll give you another minute on the other side, P-Brain. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, if you just joined us, I'm taking military calls from the military. Do they believe in this fable that Osama bin Laden was killed? So a guy calls in, says Minnesota National Guard info. I said I'm taking calls on the subject, do you believe in the bin Laden thing? The guy is obviously upset, and he plays these little mind games, and that's the quickest way to get me just angry. He's like, okay, I got some information, you're wrong, if you'll just be quiet. And then he pauses about 4 seconds, and I'm wondering, is the guy's phone gone? And then as soon as I talk, he jumps in. It's like a mind game. I'm like, okay, it's like sticking your hand out, and when somebody goes to shake it, you pull your hand back. I'm not 5 years old, son. And then he goes into, you disinformation, Paul Watson, Minnesota troops up there. Difference between active duty and not active duty. And I'm like, listen. He goes, and the colonel made a non-classified statement, like getting off creamily on talking about classification, this whole religion, when they get on the air and they talk about the CIA, and everybody starts getting all excited. Speaking of CIA, we got Michael East Coast says he's CIA, and everybody gets all excited. Oh, CIA. Oh my. I mean, CIA, that's like saying you work for FedEx or something. It's a gigantic, huge army. And side issue, the point is that I start blowing up at him and calling him a punk. So for that, I apologize. It's just there's army checkpoints all over the country. TSA in San Antonio, they've got MPs out at the Riverwalk trying to search people. They've got police all over the country arresting people for filming them in public. Total surveillance. The CIA director says they're using appliances to spy people without warrants. Google puts out press releases admitting they're using cameras and onboard microphones to watch people. Google has been caught now stealing username and passcodes with wireless trucks and cars. Told you that years ago. Everything is beyond insane. World government's being set up. I can't go to the kite festival now without troops. I can't go to Houston without having them come after my genitals, the TSA pervs, searching bags without warrants. They're confirming that they're dressing up in weird, made-up local police jurisdiction outfits. I mean, this is right out of Romancing the Stone, where Colonel Zorro, or whatever his name is always wearing a new uniform. I mean, this is bad. This is bad. And I think the guy's upset. I'm going to try to do an MO here on him. Either he's got family or he himself has been involved in police actions in the military, dressing up. He's very upset hearing the military call in and say 9/11's an inside job. Hearing the military call in and say the Bin Laden thing's fake. It's freaking him out, and he can't handle it. Let me just say this to you right now. Aaron, what do you do? Okay, are you in the military? Are you in the Minnesota Guard? Why are you so upset about us exposing the fact that we're all being acclimated to different types of military occupation?
Okay, first off, I'm not upset. But anyways, what am I? I am a reporter in the alternative media, just like you. And I think a reporter has a duty to get both sides of the story.
Okay, P-Brain, shut up for a minute. P-Brain, you're a P-Brain. I mean, I just cannot stand P-Brains. I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to shut up for 1 minute, but I got to say this. You came out and called my reporter was terrible when Watson's the best I've got. He's awesome. He's super smart. I love him. Does a great job. And then I go, okay, show me the goods where Paul's wrong, because every once in a while we're wrong. We want to change it. And then it's just like, well, I talked to the colonel and the classified, unclassified operation and all this, and I want the goods. What did Paul say that wasn't right? Tell me in general that they aren't militarizing this country and that we aren't in trouble. Now, bring the goods. Deliver the goods. Or is this just about you being a little wimp that's jealous of how big this show is? Show me the goods right now, and then I got to go to other callers.
I sent the goods yesterday to writers at Infowars.com, all right?
Okay, what are the goods then? What are the goods? Tell me on air now. How am I wrong? How am I scum? How am I bad? I want to know. Tell me now. Tell me now.
Those guys are under the command of the state of Minnesota, the governor. So they're not U.S. troops marching around. Those weapons had blanks in them, and there's all kinds of details.
Oh, you know what? Oh, did you know that under... Don't put him on hold. Oh, okay, there you go. See, he isn't... He wants troops all over. Buddy, I got National Guard, regular Army, regular Marines. Have you seen Police State 4 of the Rise of... Guys, type in armed Marines in Alabama or Marines at DWI checkpoints. I've had... It's so incredible. The point is that they've already federalized the National Guard under the states and the governor. They federalized the National Guard. Yes, the governor still has some control. I've actually read the John Warren Defense Authorization Act 2007 that began to federalize them. I mean, I guess gun confiscation didn't happen in Katrina, and it was a joint operation with regular Army, big Army. And I'm sorry, go ahead, continue. Go ahead and scream at me. I like that. I like that. That's good. Come on.
Well, you can only, what do you expect? You know, I have my limits, too. Anyways, they're not on 24/7 federalization. They go off and on. See, another thing, you don't understand all the details, man.
I know. I'm not into the classification, and I haven't been dyed in the wool with your esprit de corps. I'm a nobody. I'm a civilian. I'm a scum American. And I'm wrong. I'm wrong. There's not troops. There's not TSA. There's not secret police. They didn't kill that chicken farmer. Everything's fine. Oh, let me ask you, do you believe that Bin Laden was really killed last year by Barry Sotero?
No, and I'm not arguing. I like Paul Watson, too, but you got that Steve Puke cynic on here who calls for Jeb Bush to be on the ticket, and Ron Paul is just a medical doctor. Let me tell you something, Puke cynic. You're just a shrink.
Well, listen, here's the deal with Pachinik. Pachinik now has come out against Petraeus and all that. These are just people he knows, and I mean, he is a very interesting character. I'll just leave it at that. And he got, and he's a real person, and he got, you know, mad earlier when I was running on like I do, which is fine. He didn't really get mad. He said, look, Alex, this is a diversion from what I wanted to cover. I'll come back on when it's the Bin Laden thing. And I actually apologize, you know, for doing what I do, but I'm real. And so I'm sorry for yelling and screaming at you. But let me just ask you this question. Are they not in the process of Homeland Security, of militarizing everything? I mean, is that not going on?
Explanation. Again, I'm just a reporter. I'm trying to get both sides.
Okay, what else is wrong? What else? I'm trying to get both sides. Hey, is there both sides if somebody walks up to your mother and beats her brains out with a baseball bat for no reason?
Of course not.
Okay, listen, our country is turning into a classical, flaming, out-of-control police state.
No, those guys are sworn to uphold the Constitution, man.
Oh, and you got to be a serious. Sir, have you heard the military calling in? They know what's going on is wrong. I can't go to the Skype festival now without military out there trying to grab my... thank you for the call. Let's go to Michael before he hangs up. East Coast says he's CIA. I got to hear this. So what part of the CIA are you in, Michael? Oh, yes, I'm. This is very nice.
40% of all high school graduates do not pass the Armed Forces entrance exam. And when you think of how they have compartmental stupidity in the military and other agencies across the United States, you wonder what's going on. And when you find out what is going on at Camp Perry, otherwise known as the Armed Forces Experimental Training Activity, they've had unprecedented infrastructure growth, fiber optic lines, advanced communication systems, and it's full of all these independent contractors that have watered down America's mission. As far as Osama bin Laden, when you think of the time from Bush to Obama, why do you think it took so long? And they're dragging their feet to prop up the military-industrial complex. How many agents do you think are in Iran that are trying to disrupt and use guerrilla tactics? None. Hardly. Maybe 50 at the most. And that's the thing. America's future is in the balance right now. And the mindset in Washington, our elected officials could care less of what's going on with America because they've been manipulated by the lobbyists. And they're not doing what's in the best interest of America, especially when you look at the manufacturing base in America. In the 1970s, 25% of all jobs were in manufacturing, and now we're looking at 9%. And that 9% is mostly military industrial complex. We've got to do something to bring up this economy. We've got to have a politician that is going to inspire a nation with down-to-earth concrete ideas.
So I take it you don't believe that they killed the Easter Bunny last year in Pakistan?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing about these military jackboot state stuff that you talk about, they're putting a lot of armed forces people in police positions. If they come back and they don't have a job, they're going to drink and take drugs and they're going to shoot people up. They've got to have something to do. And if they bring
they've
got to
shoot up the American people. I agree. Give them something to do.
And the next thing you know, we're going to have a 10 to 15% real unemployment rate. And we've been propping up nations with our bases across the globe. We're subsidizing economies across the world with our military when we should start focusing on...
Sir, I hear you. Great points. We've got active police. Will in Texas has info on Farmer. Interesting call, sir. Okay, Will, you're a police officer. What's your news?
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon.
Are you enjoying the ranting?
yeah, I always enjoy a good rant, especially on InfoWars. I'm originally from Metro Atlanta in Georgia, and I worked in law enforcement. It's where I cut my teeth in law enforcement, was actually in the Roswell area in Fulton County. And one of the things I want to point out is Fulton County and Metro Atlanta is unique that they have a sheriff's office and a marshal's office.
Okay, and that's what it is.
Yeah, it's actually two different divisions of law enforcement. The sheriff is an elected constitutional official, and the marshal is an appointed position from the Board of Commissioners. And the marshal's position and his deputy marshals, mainly what they're there for is the movement of inmates. from pretrial detention centers to going forward for trial and this sort of thing. If you can imagine, when they leave jail and go to the courthouse, the marshals are kind of the ones who kind of sit and babysit the inmates as they're awaiting their arraignments or court hearings and this sort of thing. It's highly unusual to me that the marshals would be the one doing the civil process on the Chicken Man and Roswell. Usually,
well, my issue is we've called all these groups and the papers say everyone denies they did it. And then now this fella called in who sounded credible, and everything he said tumbled into place, as I know this goes on, and said no, Brigade Homeland raided the house.
Throw a little more info towards you, Alex. When your reporters went to what you're calling, it looks like a Capitol building, Roswell City Hall, you encountered some officers that were not Roswell police officers proper. What they actually are municipal complex police officers. They work for City Hall. They do not work for the police department. If you can imagine, they're kind of trumped-up bailiffs that worked for the city court.
No, I understand. They were wearing the same uniforms, and we were wondering why the captain was saying, we'll talk to this sergeant, he's in charge. And we're like, what?
Exactly. And it didn't make sense, right? So I actually know someone, trained and worked with someone who works at the municipal complex as a municipal complex police officer, and I put a call into him after hearing your reporting because, to tell you the truth, I'm out of contact with home. I didn't know this kind of stuff was going on. I knew the Chicken Man. He was a good guy. I used to get free eggs from him. I mean, he was a real nice fellow. And I made a phone call to this gentleman that I know that works for the municipal complex and asked him, hey, what the hell's going on? And pretty much what he told me was we had nothing to do with it, and that's as much as he would tell.
What do you think about everybody acting scared and no one saying who actually went there or what happened? And we say, go ahead.
No, a lot of times when you have guys that have 15, 16 years invested into the retirement system, they're going to not rock the boat. They're going to go and there's going to be a party line. Usually there's interoffice memorandums that come out saying, hey, listen, refer reporters or whomever to this person and you're not to say anything. And I think in this particular case, that's what happened. But I will tell you, knowing how it works in Fulton County, Georgia, it's real suspicious to me that the Fulton County Marshals would be out doing civil service, especially when you add into this factor, Alex. Supposedly, the Chicken Man had, said that he wasn't going to be taken alive. At least that's kind of the party line of what's being said. Why in the world would you not send the sheriff's office to deal with criminal situations, if there was going to be some sort of barricade situation or that kind of thing? Why would they not go out in some sort of...
Well, let me say this. I've got the documents. I've talked to the people. Are you aware? Have you heard about the Fort Hood? Because you're saying you're calling from Texas. Did you know Fort Hood responds covertly with troops to aid police on a routine basis all over the state?
Not from Fort Hood, Alex, but I have been part of situations where we've had troops from Camp Bullis and Fort Sam Houston coming out in quote-unquote support missions. There have been several incidents that I know personally of down in the Valley of Texas where local law enforcement on the county level and federal troops, and I know you had the one guy who was trying to make the differentiation between National Guard, Reserve, and active duty troops, where they were all working side by side. So, yeah, I'm aware.
Look, my cousin, before he got deployed again, he's been in the Army 20-something years. His job is merging the National Guard with Big Army out at Bergstrom. I mean, they're merging. I'm sure they got different patches, but they're merging. And that's why I started blowing up at the guy, because he was just making stuff up, basically, saying, well, they're just National Guard under the governor. There's nothing wrong with this. The point is, we got military coming on our ears now. They're getting us ready, is my point. Man,
this is my opinion, I guess you would say, but the traditional mission of National Guard, you know, from the time of Eisenhower up has been they answer to the governor. Well, of course, that's changed over the last 40, 50 years. Something that we have to keep in mind, though, is with the centralization of these council of governors, You have to understand that there are governors in this country that no longer answer to the people of the state. They're actually answering to federal authorities.
No, that's what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says. It's turning the National Guard from the governors into this federal system, and it says that council's in control, and it's got language in there about insurrection in states and even legislatures and things. Why is the central government gearing up to take over the states? I mean, they admit they are now. This is not – look, Texas, when they unanimously voted in the House to arrest TSA that grabbed people's private parts, it's illegal. The feds threatened a blockade and said they'd back it up with force. I mean, what is that?
Well, I think you also have to look at the guys, you know, like Rick Perry and Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst that pretty much answer to the federal authorities anyways. The people spoke, their representatives spoke, and the central government came in and squashed it.
And that's why I get so mad at that guy. I mean, the issue is I have to sit there and argue with my wife about not leaving this country. I mean, I believe all this. I know it's real. I've been driven crazy by it. I understand that. But the point is, I can't believe this is going to happen. I mean, it's going to get bad. I mean, I tell you, they didn't set all this up for no reason. It's all I'm telling everybody is we have got to get the word out somehow so this doesn't happen.
I'm going to say things that you already know, Alex, but in my time, I just went into my 12th year of law enforcement, and in my time, I have seen a dramatic change really over the last decade of kind of an old guard that's going out and kind of the militarization of law enforcement. And one of the things that I have noticed is it really has been an ever encroaching federalization of law enforcement to where now there is a area of training through FEMA that's managing civil unrest and threats. This is becoming required training for all new law enforcement that are going through the academies, not just here in Texas, but really kind of nationwide, that it is teaching there will be civil unrest. There is going to be people in the street and the appropriate ways, according to FEMA, of how to deal with them.
Well, and that's the general training. But from what I've seen in the news and documents, the intelligence units and the SWAT teams, at least they said this in the news, in the last 6 years, are all getting training that they, quote, will face veterans with IEDs.
Something else, too, is, and to me it all comes back to money and through federal grant programs, Alex. And one of the things that I have seen is, especially with kind of large agencies, regional agencies, and I'm talking like, you know, your city of San Antonio and this sort of thing, city of Austin, that have large SWAT teams, there is a federalization of SWAT teams into becoming what are called Tier 1 agencies, Tier 1 SWAT teams. And pretty much this means that you're going to have like an EOD team, like the bomb techs. You're going to have two ready, an A team and a B team of SWAT teams, this sort of thing. And they answer to, in our region, at least Region 6, they answer to FEMA. And say, for example, and this is not going under what we have protected in our state here in Texas, mutual aid. This is through FEMA. So if we had a natural disaster, this same city of Austin, FEMA would tell city of Austin, hey, report to, and you can fill in the blank.
And remember what happened in New Orleans? They wouldn't go under FEMA command. So as the storm hits, this is CBS News. They jam cell phones of the police. Then they go cut the tower down on the radio. The police have to guard it. And then FEMA orders everybody to stand down and then says, oh, look, the city couldn't respond. And then they show film footage of a few of the crazy cops robbing Walmart to make the image of only FEMA can save you. Oh, and then FEMA screws up, so they need more power. See the problem, reaction, solution? Blocking the Coast Guard, bringing in the fuel, blocking all the local police that came to help and firefighters from all over the country, and then letting it turn into a hellhole for 5 days and rolling in behind that the military to take guns. I mean, that is what they did.
Well, I think a lot of people get, you know, and having conversations recently and me referencing false flags, you know, you don't have to have a Gulf of Tonkin or a World Trade Center for a false flag. Just inactivity in itself is provoking the false flag. And like it was the example that you were just giving, the inaction of local authorities at direction of FEMA in itself creates the crisis.
Take 20 years ago, 2 days ago was the L.A. riots. The police stood down and pulled back and said, well, we'll get blamed if we do anything, and let them shoot firefighters who still went in. And I've got articles breaking that down today where the media and the police will not respond when whites are attacked. And it's on record now. See, and again, this is very dangerous because they're trying to elicit some type of major crisis right now so the feds can come fluttering in as everybody's savior. Thank you, Will. Great call. Great information. See, folks, all police are being trained that the veterans or terrorists are going to kill them. Just it, totally made up. Yeah, veterans might go wild and shoot somebody, but they're certainly a small person. They're not going to be bombing anybody. I mean, that is just, they're telling them you will face veterans with bombs. I mean, this is ridiculous. Something special coming up after the break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, coming up here in about a minute, we're going to call the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia again. Because we know that David Rockefeller a lot of times shines it up under some names, and we've done research, some of the listeners have. We believe it is under Council of Americas. So we're going to call their front desk. We're also going to call some other places there at the big center. Because the Bilderberg Group, we're 95%, well, Jim Tucker says 99% sure, I believe him. But we're really finding out early this year how fortuitous that it's coming up May 29th through June 3rd. That means they'll shut the hotel down the 29th. It'll really start the next day. And I'm going to be there. It's in the U.S. I'm going. But we're trying to ferret out info and get them to admit it. That would be nice. And so we're just going to do this on air right now. Call the front desk, please. Here we go. Last time I kind of acted goofy. We'll see what happens here. I do this stuff too much. Hi, I was inquiring about the event coming up with the Council of Americas, the 29th of this month to the 3rd of June, and I'd like to find out exactly when I should arrive for that, what time that starts.
We don't get information about the group at the hotel until about 2 or 3 days prior to their arrival.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can barely hear you. What did you say?
We do not have the information of who is coming in that far out.
Okay, well, can I book a room, actually two rooms with king-size beds, please, from the, let me see, that'd be May 31st to June 3rd. Can I book that right now, please?
Oh, certainly. Let me give you your reservation.
Okay, thank you. There we go. And then we'll get back to them.
To ensure high-quality service, your conversation may be recorded. Please see our privacy statement at Marriott.com to understand how
we
use
surveil everything.
Information.
Enjoy the fluoride water.
Are assisting other guests.
Let your mind drift away.
On the line, and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
I want to point out they're going to let me book that day.
Revived, refreshed, and re-energized. Whether you're traveling on business or leisure, we will make sure you're ready to go.
And hang out with David Rockefeller? Busy day over at the Marriott. She just sent me to reservations, which is a big centralized system, probably somewhere else. I'll be right at NSA headquarters that's down the street. Oh, boy. Tell you what, call the pub. Call the pub. Disconnect this. We'll call back. We need to do this behind the scenes as legwork to totally confirm this, but I'll kill two birds with one stone. We'll just start doing everything here on the air, including real reservations. Because my son is begging to go. He is 9 years old. I think I should take him to Bilderberg. I think my wife will let me. Yep. I'm sorry, sir. You sound a little bit muffled. I don't know if it's my phone system that's on a string and yarn, but or tin cans. What did you say?
This is Wellington Pub. Abdul speaking. What can I help you?
Oh, yes, sir. Are you there in the pub right now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hey, listen, I'd like to know if I could reserve a couple tables for a birthday party for my friend coming up, say, the evening of June 1st.
Okay. You need to talk to our manager. He can take your reservation. Can you hold a second?
Yes, sir. But, I mean, I can still be in there, right, even though there's that special conference coming up?
Okay. I can't tell you because I don't have access to the computer, and they can check the computer, everything. He can tell you all details, everything.
Great. So, but, I mean, you are there in Chantilly yourself, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Sure. Is there, like, an event planner I can talk to?
Hold on 1 second.
Please. Okay, thank you so much. All right, that's enough. You guys are begging for an encore. La, 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 la. Yeah, let me hear their music instead of ours. That's Bilderberg music versus ours. Let me hear ours. Oh, man, here we go.
Thank you, Leslie. Lee. How may I help you?
Hey, I would I'd like to see about booking like a special party or something in one of your restaurants on June 1st, a birthday party for my friend.
Sure. May I keep calling?
Sure. This is Alex Jones, and I'd like to have a birthday party for David Rockefeller, who's staying there that evening.
Okay. And, Alex, how many people were you estimating for the event?
Well, I mean, it depends on how big an area I could get. I mean, I know, I guess the Council of America's meeting is going to be there, and that's a couple hundred people. I was thinking I'd bring 10 or 15.
So about 10 or 15, and you were looking to do something in the restaurant? Have you been to our property before?
Yes, I have. Yes, okay. I was there 4 years ago in your lovely little English-style pub.
Yeah.
And then there's also the bigger dining room area.
Perfect. Okay. Can I take down your information and have a restaurant manager contact you?
Sure, sure. So the hotel is open. I mean, it's not a closed conference then, because I thought I was coming to a closed conference.
I will be more than happy to look into that for you. Usually the pub is still open. What was the name of the conference again so I can take that down?
It's going to be Council of the Americas. I'm sure you've heard about the Bilderberg meeting that's coming to town.
Oh, you know what? I am actually new, so I apologize. I have not.
You have not heard of that?
I have not. I've only been here about a week.
Have you heard of David Rockefeller?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard of Henry Kissinger?
No.
Have you heard of Count Dracula?
Yes.
Same person.
Oh, okay. Alex, what is the best contact number for you?
The best contact number for me is 512.
Okay. And is there an email address I can take down as well?
Yes, that would be...
And that's R-I-D-E-R-S?
Absolutely. And can you transfer me back to reservations?
Sure.
But I mean, can I do reservations there at that hotel so they know what the rooms are like and stuff? Or does that have to be through the central system?
It usually goes through the central system.
Doesn't everything these days?
It unfortunately does. I do apologize. Well, let me, I will absolutely have somebody from the restaurant follow up with you in regards to this event. And I will create the reservations.
Thank you. Lord, Mr. Rockefeller will enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is ridiculous. Who ever thought calling and booking a hotel could be so much fun? You like my little line about Count Dracula? Oh, boy. La, 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 la. What's funnier is there a thing where it's like, let your mind drift away. And I'm like, on the fluoride. Or go back to their lovely music. Is this what you listen to on the elevator to hell? She disconnected us? Okay, that's it. You got to watch the nice ones. Give me an example of some of the numbers you've got in there. Who can we call? I know one ingenious guy called David Rockefeller and got him on the line and kept doing it at like 5 a.m. and calling my room and letting me hear David Rockefeller. Hold on. This actually happened. And the guy told me he taped it. He said, I don't think I'm comfortable giving this to you. And I'm like, okay. It's like, oh, let you talk to that. David's like, all right, I'm back. Now may I help you, young man? That actually happened. I mean, my life is so weird. Folks, when you actually get involved in the real world, it is beyond bizarre. What is going on here? An award-winning Sunday champagne brunch is offered weekly. On holidays, including Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Day, we will feature specialty brunches sure to please. Hey, Jim Tucker, what do you think David Rockefeller's doing there right now? Probably slurping his soup. Okay, never mind. That's a Paul Watson joke. National Guard, let's talk to Terry. Guys, I need the entire crew because I know Tucker tried and I know other people tried. I want us ourselves to be refused booking because I want to be booked in earlier. When they refuse us those days, which Tucker says they've already tried as well, I want to confirm it myself, though. Trust but verify. And then regardless, get me like at least the day before so they can accuse me of trying to steal vases and pull fire alarms, you know, that they do and then blame me and then cuss at me and threaten me and everything else they do. So I want to make sure we're there for that fun before we move to the next hotel. Let's thank you. Let's go ahead and go to Terry in Arizona. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex. Wow, that was classic, the Count Dracula deal. I was laughing my tail off. I too, it was such a coincidence that you mentioned the National Guard in the L.A. riots, because I was there in 91, 92, right in that area. And at the end, right prior to going into L.A., it was told on the media that we had no ammo. We did have ammo. We had 40 rounds apiece, okay, because martial law had set in the whole city. Now, I couldn't understand why it was reported in the media that they didn't have any ammo, because that caused people to rise up, and, of course, martial law had set in. Well, you would have got shot. And at the end of the riots, there was another thing that happened that I found very, very strange. And I've done my homework, too, with the IMF, the World Bank. I did my own homework just like you have. And at the end of the riots, two big busloads, this wasn't reported on the news, at least I didn't know about it, two big busloads of generals all over the world, and I'm sure they had a lot to do with the UN. And one of the generals asked, why did not we come into L.A. with tanks blaring? Okay, now, these are, I'm sure, our allies, okay? It wouldn't be any enemies there. But I just thought that was very strange that they asked our generals that during the L.A. riot. Another thing that I want to make known to you, and I don't know if you heard about it. I have not heard you mention it on your show. But the National Security Strategy, have you heard of it?
Yes, they put a new one out every year.
Well, this national security strategy was written by President Barack Obama of 2010, May 10th.
And yes.
You know what it called? I read the whole report.
Well, they say the new threat is not al-Qaeda, it's domestic terrorism. I did see that.
Right, right. Well, I totally believe what you're saying. They're federalizing everything. It's happening. I see it. And only people that are educated on it will see it. But my point is about the national security strategy, which
sure.
Go along with what you're saying with this one world international order. They call it international.
Now, I'm on it. I'm on the National Security Strategy 2010, whitehouse.gov. Okay, tell me about it.
Yeah, and it's called, and what it called for. Okay, and it blew my mouth. My mouth hit the floor. It called for the World Bank and the IMF, military to joint military. When it says military, and this is written by the President of the United States, so that means he can activate National Guard Reserve into one military at a moment's call. Okay, he has that power. Okay, but it says military to joint military. That's NATO. Okay, IMF. Okay, IMF is International Monetary Fund, and that's a bank. Okay, so everything you're saying coincides with what's going on in the world. And it's
no, crazy. There it is. I searched what you just said, and there it is. You just type in National Security Strategy 2010.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The crazy thing about this is nobody reported it. CNN didn't report it. CNBC
look. Accelerate sustainable development. Yeah, we reported on that. Agenda 21 was in the National Security Strategy. Wow, this thing is a treasure trove of evil.
It's totally global, and it's all intertwined, especially with what's going on over there in EU. It's crazy. That especially that guy that nobody's heard of, you know, that got elected with only 8% of the vote. I mean, how in the heck? Barack Obama, a black man, got elected with 56% of the vote out of 350 million people. And you ask, how did this guy become president of all of Europe? I don't know. But you know who I'm talking about. But I just, every day, I love your show. I am a Christian. I believe in God. I know what's going on. And I just pray for you, and I pray for your show. Good show. I love you, and I'll yield back the floor.
Sir, I appreciate you as well. John Bound did just call and get through and tried to book and was denied. Did you get denied from booking it the day before, the 28th? Yeah. So you got denied the 29th to the 30th. Yeah. So what I'm saying is go ahead and call back and book the day before, please.
call back, book the 28th.
Yes, and book it under, exactly, book it under Bilderberg. No, don't do that.
I tried Council of America's.
Oh, yeah, you said I'd like to book under Council of America's, and what'd they say?
He hadn't heard of Council. I said, I'd like to book under Council of America's, like that.
Oh.
He took me seriously. So.
Really?
But he said, we haven't heard of Council of America's.
And then you said, are you on air right now on the mic?
Yes.
All right. Well, just, okay, great. Might get closer to it. I'm making the guys start talking on air so they actually hear the other side of what's going on. So you just called him and give us the dialogue.
It sounded like a central office. I verified that it was for the Chantilly between the 29th and the 3rd, and there were no rooms available. He asked me if I was with a conference. I said that I was with the Council of Americas, and he said he'd never heard of that. That wasn't on the list. And so, if we have any other names, I'll try them with different voices.
Oh boy, well that makes it easy that it's there. What a perfect place to bullhorn them. And Richard and Haas, the head of the CFR, came out and just glares, just like going, because there's this one spot where the conference rooms, most of it, you're like 500 yards back from the road. But there's one spot where the big conference center sticks out by the road. And they tried to order the police to not let us get up close. But the police are like, well, it is a city sidewalk. We'll see what happens this year. Some areas of this country, though, they'd say, get them, and the cops would pull out their billy clubs and start beating our heads in. We're going to come back and talk to Sam, who's ex-infantry, get his take on the whole Bin Laden situation, and Herb, also Air Force. And the question here is, do you believe that Usama Easter Bunny Bin Laden was killed last
year? Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen and stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Plus, a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 777.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Voice of Judge Smales from Caddyshack to call because they got right through and they denied them to be able to check into the Westfield Marriott to double confirm Bilderberg's there. And then I'll get to your calls. I'm going to go right to Anthony. Well, first Sam and then Herb, and Anthony says he has info on the Easter Bunny, Bin Laden's body. So we're going to talk to him in a minute. Go ahead and dial the Bilderberg. Let me put on my Thurston Howell meets Ted Knight voice.
Lovey-dovey.
Westfield Marriott, how may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to book a room, please.
One moment, sir.
To ensure high-quality service, your conversation...
John, you said this went right through. We can do it quickly this time.
...statement at Marriott.com to understand how we use and protect information. All representatives and assistant other guests, we invite you to remain on the line.
Oh, yes.
The next available representative will...
This is going to be a giant NSA command base from Bilderberg.
We know it takes you to be revived, refreshed, and re-energized.
Like an NSA reunion or something. Equipment piled on tables everywhere. Guys with headphones going... They thought I was out of those. Hotel. I was still sneaking around in there. Oh my gosh. Truth is so much crazier than fiction. Come on. Hello.
Thank you for calling Marriott Reservations. Brenda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, I would like to check in to the Westfields Marriott on the 29th of this month and stay through the 3rd. And I'd like I guess it's only 2-3 stories. I'd like a high floor and king-size beds in both rooms.
Oh, so you need 2 rooms?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Now, is there a conference or anything you're coming in for?
No, I just want to play golf nearby.
Okay, and I'm showing that the hotel is totally sold out.
What? The hotel is completely filled?
The hotel is
completely filled. Is it the Bilderberg Group?
I'm sorry?
Is it the Bilderberg Group coming?
I don't know.
How can it be completely booked? I'm supposed to tee off with Lord Rockefeller.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to get a little bit more pull with Mr. Rockefeller then.
Well, we'll be saying hi to him. Don't worry.
Okay, because what I have, the closest Marriott I have, is the Fairfax at Fair Oaks, which is 6 miles east.
Hey, last time I was there during Bilderberg, the NSA had taken over all the major conference rooms they weren't using. Are they already shipping in the equipment right now?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right, let me ask you a really serious question. Do you believe that Osama bin Laden was really killed last year by Obama?
I have absolutely no idea, but they say so, so.
Well, they say so. They never lie, do they?
Well, you never know.
Well, ma'am, we really appreciate your... Hey, can I book the 28th? Can I check in the day before?
28th of May. No.
I can't... Oh, I can't even get in the day before?
Nope. Let me just double check and see.
Oh, they've even booked that now.
Okay, I can get... Just hold on and let's see how many nights I can get you.
Oh, my gosh. You can get me one night, right? Just the night before?
Let me just double check. I can get 2 nights. I can get 3 nights.
But I thought it's all sold out if I get in on the 28th.
Okay. So what I can do is I can get 3 nights coming in on the 28th to the 31st.
When is it closed for the conference?
Are you coming in for a conference?
No, but you were saying that the hotel was sold out then.
Well, it is sold out for the 5 nights, but I can do the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th.
Oh, wait, I thought it was closed the 29th through the 3rd.
but I'm able to see. I put it in for the 5 nights, so all those nights were sold out. That I wasn't able to get all 5 nights in a row.
Thank you for listening to GCN.